Yeah.
And you've been voting ever since?
I've been voting ever since.
Always for the Democrats?
Always for the Democrats.
And Granddaddy always voted for Republicans?
Always Republicans.
And you don't drive, so y'all would go to vote together in the same car and go in there and vote and cancel each other's vote signs. Right. Did it ever occur to you just not to bother going to vote?
Well, yes, I hadn't thought about it, and then when the time came, I couldn't stand it till I get over
there. So you voted in every election since you were open?
Yeah, sure have.
And we've just elected another Democrat.
Yeah.
And we're tickled about that.
We're tickled about that, and another thing, I would kill his vote and he'd kill mine.
Well, after Granddaddy retired, y'all still had a garden.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who did most of the work in that garden?
Well, I'll tell you, after he retired, he had retired 9 years before he got down the seat.
Yeah.
We would work the garden. I'd work the garden while he would cut the yard, because he wanted to go fishing every morning, only on Sunday morning. And we'd go to church and take part in that. And then Monday morning he'd say, we'd get up early, fix us a lunch, we're going to Gunnersville to fish today. Every day except Sunday. I waited snow in on them ramps of fishing. I've done it.
Well, was it James Granddad was fishing with one time, and they were out in a little boat, not a motor boat, but just a paddle boat. James kept saying, Daddy, I think we've got a leak. And Granddaddy wouldn't let him come back with the boat leaking, taking on water, but Granddaddy was catching fish, so they just stayed out there.
Just stayed out there, and James is dipping water out of the little boat while Jim was fishing.
I hope he caught a lot of that stuff. But doing all the gardening, and you still can, because you still can today. Did it make any difference in your life that Granddaddy retired, or did it make more work for you?
Well, really it didn't make more work for me, because he would help outside, you know, that before he retired, I had the inside and outside too to do, you know, when the children was in school.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, why, it was 9 years of really, I think back now, really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but some men, as they retire, they just don't know what to do with themselves, you know. But we did.
Mm-hmm.
We fished.
You fished and took care of friends.
And taking care of
and garden.
And garden.
And built it. Didn't Granddad build that chicken house after he retired?
Yeah. Had that chicken house built, and we had 300 white-legged hens in there. And had to take care of them, see about their water. Of course, we had the water run out there, and had long crawls, but in the wintertime it freezes up overnight, you know. Boy, we had a working job with them chickens, but we sold eggs on top of it.
Is the smokehouse still out there, or did they tear that down?
No, sir. They fixed up that place. It don't look like the same place.
I'd love to go out there, except it might make me sad.
Well, it makes me sad in a way when I pass by there. But I'm glad somebody got it young enough and working in the plant that they could fix it up like it. I couldn't keep it up.
Well, it was a lot to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're closer here to Francis and Shirley and everybody.
Yeah, I'm better off here. But I stayed out there 7 years after you died. But I just couldn't keep everything up.
Well, did you have any idea while it was going on? Because sitting here listening to it, of course I know most of what you told me anyway.
Yeah.
Did you realize how hard it was? Or was it just something you knew you had to get through and didn't pay much attention to?
I just used to. I didn't pay any attention to it, because I knew every day what would have to be done. that day, uh-huh. you know, especially after we got all them chickens.
Uh-huh.
And but we'd find time to go fishing.
And then come home and clean the fish and freeze them.
Absolutely. We have been sitting there at 11 o'clock addressing fish and putting in that meat. We give them to everybody. But we're glad to have them and enjoy catching them.
When did you get television?
We got television now. Brenda,
I know as long as I can remember you have that. Say 40 years, I know you've had that.
Yeah.
Did you watch it much, though? Did you watch it?
We would watch it together. We had certain programs
mm-hmm.
that we liked to watch, you know, at night and when we was resting at dinner time
mm-hmm.
and all like that. And we'd watch it together. And we both liked to listen to the music.
Uh-huh.
So we was just constantly, when we were
mm-hmm.
in the house, watching it.
Well, what everybody remembers what they were doing when they heard that Kennedy was assassinated. Granddaddy had retired by then, hadn't
he? Yeah.
Were y'all there together when you heard it?
Yeah, we heard it on television because we was watching something that come on that we was watching
mm-hmm.
when it broke that up and announced it.
Mm-hmm.
President Kennedy had been shot and then he had died. And we just was sad. We didn't know what to do with ourselves.
I think most everybody just sat glued to their television for those 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And didn't do much of anything.
That's right.
So after all those years of both of you working hard and doing without and saving, you did have some years that were real good or easy years compared to the
yeah.
early years.
Yeah, we did. We had easy years and enjoyed them together,
mm-hmm.
you see. And so I think back now about it was good times after, especially
mm-hmm.
after he retired.
I wonder, what was her name, Rosella, that said she was going to get it?
Roselle.
No. Whatever happened to her?
Well,
you're a kid. Is she still living?
No, she's
not. Well, what do you think, say, your mother, looking at some of your children turned out real well? And your grandchildren are turning out well or have turned. What would your mother, do you think about, say, Jennifer, who has her doctorate, or Terry, who's an engineer? Would she have any idea of what they do, do you think? Because was it expected that once you got a certain age, you got married and started having children?
That's right.
And that's what women did.
Yeah.
That was what their role was.
Yeah.
Lots changed since those times. Some for the better and some for the worse. What, if you had to name one, in one way the world has changed for the better, what do you think it is? For women in particular.
Well, for women, they will get jobs now that they couldn't get then. They didn't hire them. And another thing, they can vote. And, well, there's a lot of things I could think of. In
their life's not as hard. They have it a lot easier than you did. I can tell you that.
That's right. You see, they've got so many, or we have, so many convenient things now that we didn't have back then when I was raising part of my children.
Just think if you'd had disposable diapers. How much easier your life would have been.
Yes, sir. I know, surely. I was 3 years old, or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
when I first got my Ringer type washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
and I had to heat more water in the pot now to go in this washing machine. But the hose was connected up, I could fill my, up to rinse from the well. And I thought that that was the best thing that had ever happened, and it was to me.
Because before you'd washed in pots.
In pots and washed them.
And drawing the water.
And drawing the water.
Summer or winter, whatever the weather happens to be.
That's right.
Well, Elizabeth, just my daughter Elizabeth just turned 11. If you could go back and be 11 years old again, first of all, would you? And secondly, would you do things any differently?
No. Brenda, I would go back to that in some things because we just knew what had to be done and all, and we didn't question it. But now, to know that people has got so much convenient things, I wouldn't want to go back to live back then. Like we did then.
Even with the good times, they didn't outweigh the sheer, I mean, the work had to have been torture sometimes.
Yeah, it was. And, well, anyway, we didn't know no better then, but we do now, and I wouldn't want to go back to live in that time again.
What was the best time of your life?
Well, I'll say it's when I was in school. Now, I enjoyed school. But then at home, I'd be glad to be at home too, you know, but we had a lot of chores to do outside. But we didn't know no difference, but I wouldn't want to go back to that time.
What was the worst time? I think I know the answer to
this. The worst
time? The worst time.
I can't remember.
Well, that's good, see, if you can't remember any worst time.
Well, I can't remember. Because it's just all about the same thing over and over. When we were farming and growing up.
If you could change anything, would you change anything at some point?
You mean back in them times?
Well, at anything. What would you change?
I wouldn't change anything now to back to then. But there's a lot of things I'd like to say.
So it's been a pretty good life to be as old as you are in people.
Yeah. I thought you'd bring in that old.
You're soon going to be 88 years old. Does it seem like it? How old do you feel? Because I know in my mind I still feel about 22. I'm not, and my body tells me I'm not, but that doesn't make any difference. I feel younger than I am. How old do you feel in your mind?
Well, I feel younger than I am. Except I am feeble. I know I'm feeble. My body's wearing out according to the age. That's nature. But I don't feel that age because I can wait on myself.
Why?
I reckon that causes you not to feel as old as you really are.
And it's been a pretty good life, hasn't it?
Yes. It's been a good life. We've had some bads and some good, and mostly good.
Well, it's good that you can say that because there have been some hard times, obviously. You told about some of them, and then you lost three children. One died at birth, and Evelyn and James died. Mm-hmm. Granddaddy's been dead nearly 20 years.
Yeah. 13 this month.
So you've been on your own, basically, for 20 years without Granddaddy. It's been different. I know there have been a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Because Granddaddy mostly did everything, as far as
the outside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And going to the grocery store or taking you to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And most of the time he'd buy the groceries and come in from work. And and sometimes we'd go together, you know. But anyhow, it was, I'll say it was good times, even though we didn't have that convenience we have now.
But if you don't know about the conveniences, you don't miss them.
No.
If you don't know there's a washing machine coming up that you just throw your clothes in, you just go out there and wash in those pots.
That's right. Exactly. Because we didn't know we were different. But I can say one thing. There's been some good times and bad times and mostly good times all through these years.
Well, I thank you, Granny. That concludes the interview.